This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized a Pfizer's COVID pill Wednesday. The pill is for high-risk people ages 12 and older, a major milestone in the pandemic that will allow millions to access the treatment. Pfizer's treatment was shown in a clinical trial of 2,200 people to be safe and reduce the risk of hospitalizations and death among at-risk people by 88%. Britain's medicines regulator approved use of the COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday from partners Pfizer and BioNTech for children 5 to 11 years old after the watchdog found the shot was safe and effective. The children will receive a third of the adult dose with an interval of 8 weeks between the first and second doses, the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization said. Nigeria destroyed more than 1 million doses of expired AstraZeneca vaccines Wednesday in a bid to assure a wary public that they have been taken out of circulation. The destruction came more than a week after health authorities said some COVID-19 doses donated by rich Western nations had a shelf life that left only weeks to administer the shots. The director general of the World Health Organization stressed Wednesday that 2022, quote, must be the end, end quote, of the coronavirus pandemic as he reflected on another painful year in the battle against the virus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters in Geneva there is reason to hope that vaccines have saved many lives. The National Hockey League made it official Wednesday, saying it will not send its players to compete in the men's ice hockey tournament at the Beijing Winter Olympics after the regular season schedule was disrupted due to a surge in COVID-19 cases.